A 7.9 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Alaska triggered a tsunami watch that stretched from Washington to California early Tuesday morning, but many coastal residents slumbered right through it. That's because it was a watch, not a warning, which would have triggered outdoor sirens up and down the coast. Correspondent Austin Jenkins reports from Grays Harbor County.
In Ocean Shores, overnight hotel desk clerk Ruth Birch found out about the tsunami watch from Facebook. By then it had been canceled, but she says she didn't receive any formal notification.
No. Nope, sure didn't.
Had this been a tsunami warning, not a watch, Birch says a special radio they have in the office for hazard alerts would have sounded. So would sirens throughout the town. In that case, Birch would have known to wake her guests and evacuate the hotel. But a tsunami watch?
I didn't really hear anything, you know, or it was sounded like I needed to alert them or get them out of bed or whatever, you know. They probably would have been more mad if I did that, you know.
But tsunami watches are issued for a reason. They mean there's potential danger and people along the coast should be alert and listening for an evacuation order. Charles Wallace is the Deputy Director of Emergency Management for Grays Harbor County. He sent a telephone, text, and email alert to people signed up for county emergency notifications.
Be alert that something's going on. We don't have any further information. When we get it, we'll send it to you. But be ready to move to high ground if needed. And that's what we sent out.
But here's the rub. In a coastal county of 71,000 people, only 6,000 have signed up for the alerts. Wallace says a major earthquake in Alaska that triggers an actual tsunami along the West Coast is one of his worst-case scenarios.
We have a 3 to 5 hour window to tell people. If it happens at night, just like this one did, if this was a larger event, it would be very hard to notify people about the situation. We more than likely would have hit the tsunami sirens if it was going to be a large event.
In the pre-dawn dark of Ocean Shores early Tuesday morning, there was more wind and rain than waves coming off the ocean. At the local McDonald's, retiree Mike Boyle was having a cup of coffee. He, too, was in the dark about the tsunami watch until after the fact. He learned about it when he woke up early and saw it on the news. He doesn't think a tsunami watch is very useful.
I'm sure they want to try and warn the people as much as they can, but that doesn't really do the trick.
Boyle retired to Ocean Shores more than a decade ago from the Seattle area. When it comes to earthquakes and tsunamis, he's fatalistic.
The problem when you're living in an area like this, if it does happen, go out on the porch, sit down, pour a drink, and enjoy the ride, because you're not going to get it on anywhere.
He points out there's one road out of town, and it's a long ways to high ground. But emergency managers and elected officials see this real-life drill as an opportunity. Grays Harbor officials had trouble getting timely information from the National Tsunami Warning Center. They're going to work to try to improve communications. And State Lands Commissioner Hillary Franz is already using the tsunami threat to push for more funding to map more evacuation routes along the Washington coast. I'm Austin Jenkins in Ocean Shores, Washington.